Usually when you get a letter about your kids, you're like, oh no, what did they do? But sometimes it's for a good thing. Kevin, you got a letter about one of your kids?
Yeah, I got a great letter here from listener Mitzi, who wrote, "Hey Kevin, I love listening to you on the morning show. But what I really wanted to share with you is that over the summer, my husband and I took our two children boating and skiing on the river and then stopped at the loading dock for dinner on the way home. My son was born profoundly deaf and has cochlear implants. We are a family that are aware of different noise levels in certain places or venues that we go. He walked in with my husband to order some food, and I took my daughter to find a table. This is when my son's life changed. The moment he saw a girl working at the food service in back where you order food, he came running back to me. I was preparing myself for a reassurance speech about the noise level, and he was just so excited. He said, there is a girl working in back with two cochlear implants.
Wow.
He was just in awe and wanted to talk to her, like right at that moment. So I got up and walked back to the food service table with him. He had no words but was just smiling at this girl that had cochlear implants like him. So I started explaining to this wonderful young girl that my son noticed that she had cochlear implants like him and that he just wanted to say hi. This young girl was so nice and waved at him, and then she had to go back to work. My son was just full of all these questions. How does she hear with all this noise? Does she like working here? Why is she wearing a T-mic? Did she drive here by herself? And so many more just curious questions. The young girl comes out to our table about 15 minutes later and was just so friendly and was willing to share all these great things about her life, like she loves her job, although sometimes it's hard to hear. She's going to college, SIUE for teaching. She is telling my son about her equipment and the technology that comes with it. She shares her experiences of school and work and how much her family has helped her along the way. Just an amazing conversation. My son was over the moon. He was just so excited that she came back out to talk to him. He was so excited, and I could see that wheels turning in his head. He said, she is advanced bionics like me. She went to CID like me. She hears like me. It changed his whole world for sure. My son Keegan was born profoundly deaf, and we live in Alton. He attended CID at 4 months and graduated from their class at 5 years old and transferred into the Alton School District. He is a third grader now, actually at my brother's school.
So cool.
Who teaches fifth grade there at North Elementary. He is the only student with cochlear implants. He struggles sometimes with hearing his friends and teachers at school, but overall he's doing a great job. I just wanted to tell you, Kevin, that you have an amazing daughter and that I am just so thankful that she took the time out of her day to come chat with my son and make him feel so good. And also me. She helped me see things are going to be okay. Things are going to work out for him, even though it might be tough or different, that it's possible for him to do great things.
That's so cool.
Oh,
so,
my gosh. I'm holding back tears.
I mean, wow. Mitzi, I can't say thank you enough. This has just made my world. You know, I shared it with Sarah. I shared it with Kennedy. And it just makes me feel so good that, you know, Kennedy could help your son, Keegan, see things differently. I mean, you know, no one wants to have a challenge thrown at you like a hearing loss when your child is born. But again, I can't say enough great things about Centers for the Deaf or this community or this area that are so willing to help and so willing to, you know, be a voice when others want to hear it, and that reassurance. Yes, Keegan will do great things, and I'm so glad my daughter Kennedy continues to do great things, because it makes you feel good as a parent that, man, you know, she took some time out of her day to spend time with someone who's a lot like her.
And he will remember that for the rest of his life.
Exactly.
I hope Kennedy will too. Yeah. She was a leader.
You've raised an amazing daughter. And she is an inspiration. And I love the words too. Like, that's when his life changed.
Yeah.
Like, she changed someone's life.
I know.
That's like to change everything for somebody.
Well, I can remember as a parent too, when Kennedy was really little, and you would see somebody with a hearing aid or an implant, you're like, oh my gosh, Kennedy, come here. Look, they're just like you. They're just like you. So it's just so neat to feel that feeling.
Aww.
And again, I just can't say thank you enough, Mitzi, for making more than my day.
Yeah.
Truly
yeah.
inspiring story. Thank you, Kennedy. Thank you, Misty, for sharing that letter. And thank you, Kevin and Sarah. You guys raised an amazing daughter, and the world's a better place because of it.
And
thank
CID.
You. Yeah.